No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Ed today. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And it's Air Venture Weekend.
Woo-hoo!
Ed, are you excited or what, Ed?
I would be more excited if I was there, well, but unfortunately, I'm not.
Exactly. Neither one of us are. However, we are, you know, we got our feelers out. We got our moles there at the
we've
event.
We've got a crew on site.
A crew? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, a flight crew on...
We've got our crew.
Yeah, we'll go
and
with
they're
that.
They're going to report into us.
Exactly. Well, the first one is actually with us right now, Jim Folsom. He's a pilot for United. I mean, he probably doesn't even want to associate with them at this point, being on Just Plane Radio. However, he is on the big show as one of our crews in his off time today at Air Venture. Jim, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine, brother. How are you?
I am good. So before we start talking about what you've been doing there in the camping area of Air Venture, I know you want to take Ed to task over something you saw on Facebook about some accomplishment he had. Is that the case?
Yeah, I saw that he got his ATP.
Yes, I did.
Wow, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, you know, kind of a charlatan, Ed, because you've been letting Greg call you Captain Ed.
Yeah.
For all this time, you don't have an ATP. You're not even qualified to be captain of a wheelbarrow.
Whoa!
All right, Jim, I want to know how you got your ATP, because I believe the standard still says of high moral character.
Ah, yes, it does say that, but you don't. But I, at the time I acquired it, I was high moral standard. And
okay, after you got it, it went downhill?
Retain it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. All right.
Well, you know, Jim, it's been one of those things that's been on the list for years, and I never agreed to him calling me Captain Ed. That was just Greg not knowing a damn thing about
flying.
What
was he supposed to call you?
No, wait. Why are we narrowing it down to flying? That was pretty clueless when it comes to most every area of knowledge.
Hey, good point.
That's true.
I'm not supposed to agree with him on that, am I?
Okay. You're doing all right.
Yeah, well, thanks. I appreciate that, Captain Jim. All right,
he's gotten promoted. It was just our friend of the show, Jim. Now he's Captain Jim.
I mean, now that I know, I haven't been calling him, identifying him correctly. But he is, just being an aviator enthusiast this weekend at Air Venture. You've been doing this how many times? This is how many times have you been there in Oshkosh?
Let's see. Smoke and I have been here. This is our sixth year, and I was here 2 years before without her. So I was here 8 and 9. We were not here for 10, which was good because that's when it rained so hard. They called it Sloshkosh.
Ah, okay.
And campers were getting stuck and everything. But we missed that year.
Yeah,
but we've been here 11 through 16. So.
All right. Well, that's quite a feat in itself. You after 5, I think you're considered an Oshkosh veteran, an Air Venture veteran.
And, I suppose.
Yeah, and you've been doing the camping thing, volunteering, helping out the folks there at the show. And, we have Dennis. He's out there taking a camper out there the first time ever. We're going to check in with him next week on the big show, find out how that went for him. But as far as getting in there, now I told Dennis he wasn't coming until I think yesterday. He was planning to get to the event. But at that point, isn't the place almost already filled up when it comes to the prime camping sites or not? Because you get there like a week before it even opens. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I got here, exactly a week before it opened.
Yeah.
And you were here last year with
right.
me.
Yeah,
and
we had a good time.
I pulled in, and there's about 3 campers in that whole section where we were.
Yeah.
And one guy had taken our spot.
What?
So I'm actually about 20 yards from where we were last year. So
really?
We're still good. We're still back in the trees.
That's
but,
good.
Yeah, I mean, if well, you want to get here and get a good spot in the trees and have some shade and all that, Yeah, you pretty much have to get here pretty early.
Okay. Well, you don't get there late. The guy takes your spot. They're in like a, you know, a challenge, or you can challenge him to a duel or anything.
He seemed like a pretty decent fella.
Yeah, well, most of them are.
Older gentleman. But I tell you what, this man is serious about his suspenders.
Yeah.
He's got a set of suspenders, looks like a parachute harness, brother. There's no way those pants are coming down.
All right. But could
but
have
he's been a pretty nice fella.
But he was older guy, so you could have took him, is what you're saying, but you decided to let him have it, you know, because he had a few. Years
first come, first serve. Okay. Early bird catches a worm. Well, he was just a day earlier than me.
Well, I'm hip, but when you get there at like Thursday or Friday after the event's already been going, are there any spots even left?
Yeah, because actually people start leaving then.
Oh, okay.
Some people don't stay the whole time.
Well, true. So you can go in there and sneak in one of those spots.
Last year I think we had some people come in midweek actually stay right near us.
Yeah.
So,
and then they regretted that after a night or two, or?
Well, because of you.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. That's what I was alluding to.
It had nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Well, it is the way to go see the event, though. You need to go there and camp at least for a few days, if not the whole week, like Jim and Deb do. And Smokey.
I'm going off campus. Once we get here, I don't, you know, we go to Walmart, load up on the groceries, and then unless there's something we absolutely have to have, I don't like to leave. You know, there's people go out to dinner and all that stuff, but then you got to deal with traffic because they reroute all the traffic and all that stuff, and it's just not worth it to me. And there's more stuff going on here.
Absolutely.
And I'd rather just be here.
Yeah, so. And the thing with Oshkosh is it's so big, you got to be there a whole week if you want to see everything, and even then you might not see it all.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then the thing is they have so many evening programs and stuff like that, any time that you spend in a car off campus, you're missing something. So
yeah.
Well, last year we cleaned up on the scavenger hunt that Lightspeed was doing, and found their little hidden thing. So are they doing something like that, or have you heard?
I haven't heard
anything about that this year. But you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. We're just bouncing from one thing to another. You know, trying to sit down with the app. You know, they have an Oshkosh app, and you can sit there and write your schedule out and everything. Right.
You're there all week, Jim. So do you set up a system to see everything you want to see, or do you just take it day by day?
There's certain events that we want to go to that we know when we get here we're going to want to go to.
Yeah.
And some of the... you know, like Lightspeed's customer appreciation party, we don't want to miss that. And we go to the Bendix King party. And as far as, you know, just day-to-day, like forums and stuff like that, you know, I pretty much sit down in the morning and go, oh, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. And, we got to be a little bit flexible, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Well, you guys are there for the entire event.
I am here with the wife, so...
Right. So what you're saying, you use those as opportunities to get away for a few hours, or what?
No. She missed me taking interest in something, so off we go.
Okay. All right. Good save.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know her. Everybody wants
everybody
to hang out
knows.
There, right?
Everybody. She knows everybody, and everybody knows her up there. Probably.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. If you get the Air Venture or any of the air shows, like Sun and Fun or something, just say, hey, where's Smokey? And they'll go, she's over here.
They all know her.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, man, my life is so much better because half the great people I know through her.
Well, absolutely. She is a social butterfly, but she is an awesome lady. And Jim is quite gracious as well.
He definitely married out of his league is all I'm going to say.
I am an overachiever, I'll tell you that.
Yep-er. But you know, you've been doing it, and you got it down to a science. You help out the organization there and volunteer, and that is definitely one way you could see the show if you have the time to spend. And you guys do. You turn this into like a whole two-week vacation adventure, right?
Yeah, like I said, I got up here a week beforehand, and, you know, got the spot staked out, got everything set up at a nice, easy pace, and then, you know, then we volunteer, and then there's 900 golf carts, scooters, and John Deere Gators that are used just to run the show. Not for rentals or anything, just to run the show. We help get those to the people that are going to use them. We take them off the trucks and organize them. You know, there's different types and all that.
Yeah.
By the time the show started, they're all distributed, so we really don't have that much to do. So kick back and enjoy the show.
Well, you do just that, and we appreciate the update and the insight. And for folks that want to go out there and do some camping at AirVenture, if you didn't do it this year, you know what to do for next. And we got more coming up on AirVenture and then some next right here on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
All right. See you guys.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up. You want to hit back? We're going to have to wingsuit in. It's the only way to get close. I can't promise anyone a ride home, but if you're with me, the world needs you now.
And I can fly. And I can fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed. It is AirVenture weekend in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We're not there, but Jim and Deb are, Smokey. And obviously, you know, I guess he's been helping himself to the libations and beer curds, according to our last sign-off there.
I think he might have just finished some of that.
Yeah, God bless him. God bless him. You know, we do get a lot of viewer mail, despite the fact that I encourage you to go to justplainradio.com and click on the Get on the Air tab and join us on the air. You can record a little 90-second comment, question, or complaint, and we'll play it back. But people are still old school, and old school, I mean email. Some people might think, hey, do I actually send a letter? No, we don't get those. But emails here and there, we get a lot. And I haven't shared any with you lately because some of them, you know, they'll make a comment about the show or complaint. I'm not sure which category this one falls into. But we were talking about UFOs a few shows ago, Ed, and making some comment about you know, that some pilots will see those and have had an encounter. And I think that would be awesome. I think it'd be cool. However, there's a guy who emailed us and said, hey, there's no such thing as UFOs. That is Satan. Be careful. So really? I'm just passing a little along. You know, some of our passengers are a little bit more extreme than others, I guess.
I guess.
You know, I think of UFOs, I think of E.T.
You know? Well, yeah.
Right. Evidently.
Well, and technically, a UFO is an unidentified flying object. Any airplane you see is unidentified until you got up close.
No, he was saying something about UFOs are a sign of the rapture. That's what it is. They're just selling you this BS that it's UFOs. Don't let them fool you. It's Satan! So I'm just passing it along as a public service to our Just Plane Radio you know, passengers today. Be scared. Be very scared. Yeah, there you go. Now, I know you have gotten some stuff directly from a listener or passenger or something or other. What do you got there? What is this?
Well, this comes from Jim. Not the Jim we just talked to, but another Jim.
Yeah, all
and,
right.
And asked to have everything else stricken from the record because of this story. Mm. And he says, question. If you leave your iPad 4 valued at $800 on the wing of your airplane... when you start the engine, how far will the iPad travel in the air, and will it be smashed to bits on landing?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Well, he also shared the answer with me.
Oh, he did? Oh, okay. Well, that's nice of him.
He said the answer is it will stay airborne for approximately 50 feet.
Okay.
And then bounce around on the pavement for about another 10 feet.
Aha.
And basically come to rest in about 60 feet.
Okay.
So, total 50 feet, 60 feet. Okay. So it won't smash it to bits, but the glass will be severely cracked and the Bluetooth and Wi-Fi antennas will not work. So, you know, thanks go out to Jim for that. And he said, maybe, that next time you should think about bringing your iPad in the airplane before you start the engine. And it's a true story.
Yeah. So it's another public service announcement.
It's a public service announcement.
Yeah.
And Jim flies a Cirrus, so I made the off-colored comment that maybe your iPad needs a parachute just like your airplane.
Good point.
And he kind of got a chuckle out of that. And it actually really, you know, he goes on to further, he said, you know, it was...
Wait, hold on. That chuckle, I see the text here. That's not a chuckle. That's the little poop emoji.
I think
something else.
No. I know what that means.
Okay.
Chocolate ice cream, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay. So, but he went on to explain that basically, you know, line guy was talking to him about the airplane, oohing on about the airplane, chatting him up while he's doing the pre-flight, you know, and finally when he shooed the line guy away, got in the airplane, he made one more walk around, making sure he didn't forget anything critical. And, you know, like ailerons or control locks or fuel caps or, you know, all that stuff, chocks under the tires.
iPads.
You know, so he's going to have to add iPad to the checklist. Is the iPad in the airplane or is it on the wing?
Yeah, that's not a...
But it's a good example of getting distracted with a simple task.
It's a good example,
it was a rather expensive one, but it could be worse. He could have forgotten something critical to flight.
And he'll never do it again.
Yeah,
is my guess. Yeah. So he definitely he brought that one home.
Yeah,
you know, definitely will make a solid impression. Well, good stuff. Yeah, you know, we're trying to share these incidents and little tidbits with you to make you a safer aviator and more effective pilot. So, that's our excuse, and we're going to go with that for now. Now, last week we were talking about the new Garmin stuff that you know, they're obviously showing at AirVenture this week. You were real excited, and Tom Haynes from AOPA was real excited about the Wi-Fi card option that they're, you know, making it so you can get your iPad information from what, FlightQ into Garmin or something like that.
From the Garmin Pilot app.
Right.
Direct, instead of taking the card out to update your database, this Airstream 510 will use an SD card that is also a Wi-Fi antenna that can Bluetooth to your or Wi-Fi to your iPad and will upload your navigation database.
Right.
So you don't have to take a card out to the airplane. You just go out with your iPad and it automatically syncs up. It also...
Assuming you bring it into the airplane with you.
It probably will work from the wing. it will probably work from the ring because that's within the Wi-Fi signal. So you, as long as it uploads before you take off, you'll have your data.
Yeah, and I would, ideally, it would do that.
Yeah, but yeah. But also, it was it then will talk back. Or I don't know if it will or another device will, but I believe it is also talking back to the iPad, giving it XM information.
Right.
If it has it,
and communicates.
Yeah,
yeah, wirelessly. But it also evidently talks. So one of the new features that they're showcasing with the new Garmin system is
talks
intelligence. Let's see, they call it intelligence voice command. Pilots will feel as though they have a virtual co-pilot sitting in the seat next to them as the GTN completes tasks via spoken commands.
Really?
Yeah.
Through that same card, through the Airstream
510? Well, I don't know
510?
If it's what's the GTN? Is that the
GTN is the box that is the GPS.
Yeah, evidently. And
but just by putting that Airstream card, 510 card in, that's what it does, or is there something else you have
to add? I don't know. I guess you're going to have to go talk to them at AirVenture. Well, we'll get the details on it, but that's pretty, that's cool and creepy at the same time.
Well, I mean, it's Star Trek, man.
Yeah. I mean, they're saying these features are going to help more pilots keep their eyes out of the cockpit by providing more intuitive, natural user interface, right? A natural interface that assists them in completing the most important tasks flying the aircraft. So, you know, you'll have your own little private airplane Siri to chat with you while you're.
Oh, I hope it responds better than Siri does because she's not sharp.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
If you see a guy a little confused and he's by himself talking to himself,
he's prepping his flight plan.
Exactly.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed. We're your crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. Air Venture weekend going on as well. And we got Tim Kern on Just Plane Radio right now, who is, I don't know, he's like the press release man of the hour, especially when it comes to Air Venture, if not year-round. Tim, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg, and thanks for having me on.
You got it. So, by the way, before we forget, it's 121.5, like 121 numbers, and then spell out 5, FIVE.com is the website to go to, and you can see all the press releases that Tim works with these manufacturers for, to present during Air Venture that all the media get. And then they take it and then change a couple words and then call it their own publication, put it out in magazines and say they wrote it. But actually, it comes from Tim. Is that fair to say?
Well, it comes through me. These are all written by the manufacturers. I have few sponsors who for whom I do write the press releases, but most of these come directly from all the exhibitors at Oshkosh. I put them there so that the press around the world, not just the Oshkosh press, but so the whole aviation press can have a good look at the originals.
Right.
Then those guys do what you said. They take them home and they either use them as a basis for a story, or they rewrite them a little bit and set them up for their own audience.
Mm-hmm.
And but I've written very few of those. Those are mostly from the various exhibitors.
Okay. Well, so you're the conduit through the website there.
Exactly. I was sort of the AP, the AP for aviation. Right. Just don't sue me on that.
Okay. That works. Yeah, they're not paying attention anyway. But that's cool. I like it. And the neat thing is like if you just want to go and see this for yourself, whether you're in the media or not, you can see this and kind of go to the horse's mouth, so to speak. Once again, it's
correct.
121.
Yeah, you know, those company lawyers spend a lot of time writing these press releases just exactly right. And then all of us in the aviation press get them, and we just customize them anyhow.
Yeah, that's right. Screw them up, and God knows what else. Once again, 1215FIVE.com. We got more with Tim next right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio. Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What's going on?
We're losing altitude. I'm going to try to put her down at that Air Force base.
Hey, hang on, Chris. We've got a distress call coming in.
Mayday! Mayday! Requesting emergency landing!
I see you, pilot. You are clear for landing.
This is going to be nuts.
God be with them.
And look,
they're in love.
Oh, God, I hope you'll be waiting for me when my plane lands.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed. We are your crew navigating the latest aviation news and information on this Air Venture weekend. Now, Tim Curran is our guest right now. He runs a website and handles a lot of the press releases that come from the manufacturers that all the media is disseminating at this event. But you can go straight there to his website and see this stuff for yourself, 1215.com. But I wanted to bring Tim on today because, Tim, I know you're kind of like the man in the know, whether you're at the show or not. I mean, of course, you are there. But you know what the manufacturers are out and about there at Air Venture promoting accordingly. So I thought, hey, if anyone's going to be able to tell you what's hot and you know, getting all the buzz at the show, Tim is the man. So, well, I don't know, what's on your radar that you could share with us right now, you think? What's getting a lot
of buzz? Among current and former clients, I always maintain good relations with the former clients because then they keep telling me good stuff.
Well, there you go.
But there are at least three new airplanes you're going to be taking a look for. And one of them is going to be at the RAMS exhibit. They have the new F-21 Outbound, which is the heaviest machine they've ever offered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is pretty neat. 1,800 pounds gross. That's a lot for a RAMS.
Yeah.
So that is a kit plane that someone would build themselves, or what? What is that?
Correct. Yeah, okay. All three of these that I'm going to tell you about are going to be that way.
All right.
And in the same North airplane area, and just about across the path from RAMS, you're going to go over to Zenith and have a look at I can't tell you exactly, but go take a look.
Yeah.
There's something new there. No, I can tell you this: the SAM aircraft, which Terry Zippy designed and put into production a couple of years back.
Right.
Terry went on to other things, and Zenith picked it up, and now they've made the nose dragger into a tail dragger. It's a
cool,
real classic look. It looks like an old Ryan, but it's got a real engine in it. It's got a Rotax in it, so you don't have to worry about all that prehistoric engine stuff.
Cool.
And they're going to be showing that at Oshkosh.
Well,
hold on.
What do you think about that, Ed?
That sounds like fun.
You just lit up when you're like, what, tail dragger? Ooh.
Oh, I love tail draggers.
Is that a plane that you got to build yourself to? All these three?
Yeah, absolutely. It was built to conform to the LSA rule,
okay,
but I'm not sure that Zenith is going to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably have to have asked them.
Oh, okay.
And this being a taped show, I can't tell you what they're going to tell you.
Understood. There's
do
a
have
line.
A look. Bright shiny thing. And then another one that Daryl Murphy and Murphy Aircraft, one of the pioneers of the kit industry. Daryl Murphy is going to be at Oshkosh again for the first time in many years, and he has a new airplane that he's going to be showing people, and I can't talk about that one because by the time I will tell you, it'll be too late.
And you'd have to kill us or something like that. Yeah,
top
understood.
Secret.
Yeah,
and
I already packed all that stuff, so I can't kill anybody for a while.
Right. See, this is the reason why you got to actually be at the event.
We have
an excuse. We got a pass. We'll do the best we can. We'll follow up next week and find out exactly what some of these little teasers are. But let's go into some of the other things that you can talk about. What are you seeing that's tickling your fancy, or that might raise an eyebrow or two?
You're fine there. You can always attend vicariously through 121.5.
That's right. Well, I will. Absolutely, I will.
And you know, we've got an awful lot of things going on. Airbus is going to have their hybrid showing up. I keep saying is going to. Airbus hybrid, that'll be there. All kinds of safety things. Alpha Systems angle of attack, they've got some new stuff to show people. And, you know, angle of attack's really important in any aircraft at any speed. People don't understand that you can stall an airplane even if it's going fast.
So what do you mean? There's some more manufacturers putting out angle of attack boxes or something that you can just put in
and,
a plane?
And additional ones for certified aircraft as well.
Mm. Yeah, how important is that?
Of course, is the biggest. It's the biggest show for both, for right. certified and for experimental.
Yeah. Ed, what do you think? How important is it to have that new feature, the angle of attack thing? Is that icing on the cake?
I was literally just talking to one of our staff instructors about this today. Yeah. And, you know, when I teach stalls, I'm teaching about angle of attack and aligning the angle of attack with the relative wind and not just airspeed and the stall horn, but they need to visualize what's going on. So having a device like that...
Mm-hmm.
I think is a big help. In fact, I think it needs to become a standard.
Yeah.
Because in jet aircraft have it, and you talk to Keith about flying a jet, angle of attack indicator is a very important instrumentation for them to know that they're where they need to be in the flight regime.
Yeah, there is, as far as we have in our planes right now, like the 172 I was training in.
It didn't have anything. It had the stall horn.
Yeah, exactly. That was our only indicator.
But bottom line, what most of the angle attack indicators that I've seen do, it's warning you as you approach that critical angle of attack. And it doesn't matter, you know, your typical thought of a stall is a low power setting and a high nose attitude. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter if you're, whatever airspeed you're at, whatever attitude you're at, you may be coming close to that critical angle of attack by the actions they're taking. If you're in a dive and you pull abruptly back, you're gonna exceed the critical angle of attack and stall. And mm-hmm. this device, most of them have not only a visual, but they also have audios and warnings of you know, that you're nearing that point, and it helps you stay on the good side of the critical angle of attack.
Angle.
I think the better they can do with this technology, the cheaper they can make it, the more airplanes we can put in it, the safer we'll be.
Is that what's happening, Tim? Are we seeing some cheaper alternatives or easier to install?
Cheaper, more versatile, more intuitive. You know, it's my own theory that very few airplanes crash because of a lack of instrumentation, but that's not what this is about. You know, this is an awareness instrument, which is something that we don't pay much attention to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And particularly, as you were just saying, the larger and heavier and faster the airplane, the more insulated the pilot is from the inputs that they're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, the less time they have to react. So the key is to not put yourself into a box that you can't get out of.
Yep.
Got it. Now, is there a particular manufacturer that's putting one of these out that's, you know, getting a lot of buzz or what?
There are a few, but the most aggressive and I would say probably the widest spectrum of things is at Alpha Systems, AOA.
Yeah.
And they also are now hooking into autopilots and some other things, which can, you know, this way you could fall asleep at the switch and probably not kill yourself.
Hmm.
So okay.
This is just right up Greg's alley.
Yeah, hello. Pick me up one while you're there.
We were talking about the auto landing thing on the F-18s that Tom Haynes was talking about. Mm-hmm. And Greg thought that was the greatest thing for him.
Heck yeah. I mean, I want my plane to fly itself in case I can't fly it, period. You hear what I'm saying there, Tim? But that's just me.
Ever so very much, I do.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, okay. Well, that sounds promising. What else has been coming across your desk in some of these press releases? Anything else creating
a
buzz?
Sure. Everything from the big singles, like the TBM 930, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, more powerful, better, all the way down to a little bitty thing coming in. It's being in. Introduced from an Ohio distributor that picks them up in the Czech Republic. It's called the SD-1 Mini Sport.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about an airplane, not an ultralight, but an airplane very much maybe the only competitor you'll ever see to the Hummelbird. It's a little bitty single-seater and gets about 100 miles a gallon and goes about 100 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
And he told me he already has... Well, he told me how many orders he's got. He's going to have a lot more by the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it an economical plane too, I guess?
It's a $10,000 airplane plus an engine.
Wow.
And yeah.
Maybe I can get one of these, Ed. It sounds like a motorcycle in the sky.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, except you got a roof over your head, and you don't have to wear a helmet. And you've got tons of forums and all kinds of interesting things. Ramona, Sky Chick, she's the adventure camper who goes off several months at a time. This is a lady that weighs maybe 90 pounds on a wet day.
Yes, mm-hmm. I've heard about this lady. Tell you what, Tim, hold the line because we're going to carry him over the break here because this is good stuff. I mean, he just brought up Sky Chick. How can we can't send him off on that? No,
we got to hear this.
Yeah, we got to talk more about Sky Chick and then some and everything else that's going on at Air Venture next on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Lobster fever is hard to kick this time of year and definitely adds fun to scuba. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share the cure to keep your lobster season safe. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your Dive Safety Association.
Lobster season for divers is an annual event. However, as fun as catching your own lobster dinner can be, a dose of lobster fever can easily distract you from the scuba basics like monitoring your air supply and situational awareness. So make sure you're comfortable and current with your scuba skills before adding another task like lobster hunting to the mix. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
For takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
This is Just Plain Radio. That is Pink Floyd. That will not be one of the songs the Journey Tribute Band plays tonight to close out Oshkosh. But who knows? Maybe they'll surprise us. Maybe they'll get a Pink Floyd tribute band next year.
Could be.
Could happen. Tim Kearns is our guest right now. He is, he does like press releases for the aviation industry and works with all the manufacturers that are promoting their wares there at Air Venture this weekend, and we're getting a little preview or if you're not there like us, we're kind of finding out what all the buzz is about. And you mentioned Sky Chick. What's her name?
Yes, her name is Ramona Cox, and she's pretty famous in the air camping circles.
I've heard of her. I have indeed. Yes.
Yep. She'll take all 90 pounds of her. It'll take her 206 out into some remote area for a month or two by herself. And she'll do remote camping from the aircraft, and she is probably the world's leading expert on how to do this.
On
sky
camping.
She also does all kinds of equipment reviews, and she can tell you what's going to work and what won't before you go out and spend your money.
Yeah. Now, is she just doing this for fun, or is she trying to, like, get away from all the men that drive her crazy? Or maybe a combination? We just don't know, right?
I never asked about the motivation.
Exactly. I'm just guessing.
Mike Bush, the savvy aviator, is going to give, 11 or 12 different forums, is doing that all week at Oshkosh. So if you want to know how to not break your airplane, how to operate it, how to save gas and money and all that, he's the guy to see.
Okay.
Cool.
He's there in person. Harrison Ford's going to be there, of course. You may not recognize him because he usually travels with a big straw hat. But it's amazing what's out there. This is a chance to fly simulators and things you can't get your hands on most of the time without having a bunch of money.
Yeah. Well, even if you have a bunch of money, like Harrison Ford, he likes to go out there and see all the cool new toys, I'm guessing.
And, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you'll see these new airplanes like that little mini plane or the Sunflyer, which is an electric aircraft.
That's up there?
Aero Electric Aircraft Corporation is bringing the Sunflyer out.
Excellent.
You'll see that.
I've been following that. I've gone to a couple presentations at different seminars about that. I think that's got an amazing future impact on flight training.
Absolutely.
I think it does. Electric is great for all kinds of things. It doesn't teach you much about engine management, but you can actually program software that will simulate the engine management that you have to learn.
Yep.
Interesting. So that's what would happen?
It's a no-brainer. But that's great because you're really just trying to figure out how the airplane works in your first few lessons.
Yeah. Well, right. Yes. But you're saying what? There's an app that says, okay, you're out of fuel, even though you're flying an electric plane?
I'm extrapolating.
Okay,
I worked with Taylor Craft, we were going to sell some airplanes to the Chinese for flight training.
Yeah.
And the Chinese said, but it's not retractable. We said, sure it is. And we built an electric module that the instructor could have failures, and you'd see the three in the green, or they wouldn't be. And the instructor could do all of that. But the wheels were always down and welded, as always.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's what the pilot sees. He can't look out there
right
and tell. He has to do what's right. But the good news is, in a situation like that, if he does what's wrong, he still has wheels under him. And that's a lot cheaper than landing the other way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got it. Now, I don't know, is Fifi out there at AirVenture this week, or do we know?
Not this year. Not this year. But
so they don't got Fifi or Doc.
Could be. There are all kinds of specialty aircraft that you just won't see anywhere.
Yeah.
But at Oshkosh, if you don't attend Oshkosh every now and then, you absolutely will lose track of general aviation.
Yeah. Well, someone's telling me Fifi is at AirVenture, so I don't know. We'll find out for sure.
Okay, we'll double check. I didn't check before you asked me.
Yeah. Well, last week Doc was we were talking about the second Super Fortress.
Yeah. It did its first flight last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last
but
week.
I saw the video of that.
Yeah.
Of the flight. Did you see that too?
I did.
That is pretty cool. So they are
doing awesome.
They're gonna.
I've been following them on Facebook.
You've been following them, yeah. So
the other things are going to find out what's going to happen when avgas goes away. You know, I just finished an article for Rotor Magazine that's coming out this summer. You know, it's the magazine of the Helicopter Association,
right? Yeah.
And it was it's an in-depth exploration really of what people are looking at to replace avgas, and it's you take the lead out, and then your octane goes to pieces, so you put something back in, and the octane comes up, but now it doesn't weigh the same. Now it evaporates faster. Now it doesn't burn the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like saying, I need a replacement for water, but it can't be water.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to put fires out with it. You have to be able to drink it. You have to be able to freeze it at 32 degrees. You have to do all these things, but it can't be water.
Hmm.
And you say, wow, how do I do this? And that's what they're looking at for the 165,000 of us that fly airplanes that need air.
Yeah. Well, I mean, are some of the new formulations that they're representing from like Shell Oil or what is
well,
it?
Shell
and Swift Fuel. They're both there.
Yeah.
And I am doing a lot of work to catch up and see what the state of the art is on that.
You should go up to them and say. Instead of this avgas replacement, how about using water?
Airplanes.
You could try that and get back to me. Let me know.
I'm very interested in the Swift Fuel. We spent a lot of time talking to them at Sun and Fun mm-hmm. this year, and they have impressed me with their plans and where they're projecting certification on the 100 low lead replacement by 2018.
Well, The two, Swift Fuels and Shell, are the two finalists that were picked in March.
Yeah. And there's going to be a cage match at Air Venture.
It's a flat-out race to see who can do it the best.
It's not a race. I think it's a cage match. They got set up there in the center of Air Venture.
Yeah, that looks for me.
That is entertainment. We'll leave it at that. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I'm Snoops.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.